The Middle East is notorious for the longevity of its rulers. Even after Tunisians and Egyptians overthrew their leaders, many considered those uprisings flukes. And Muammar Gaddafi's brutal response to a popular revolt in Libya reinforced that view. Elliot Abrams is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
I mean, maybe the lesson of the Arab Spring was going to be, if you're bloody enough to shoot peaceful demonstrators, then you get to stay in power.
Protests in Bahrain also faced a brutal response with military help from Saudi Arabia, and Yemen's uprising has entered a stalemate. David Pollack of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says the so-called Arab Spring remains in doubt.
This is a long, drawn-out, and still unfinished process, and it's not clear what the outcome is going to be, even in some of the places that have been in turmoil since February or March.
Still, he says what's happening in Libya will be a boost for the anti-government protesters elsewhere, especially in Syria. Last week, the United States and its key European allies called on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down and ban Syrian oil imports. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
The people of Syria deserve a government that respects their dignity, protects their rights, and lives up to their aspirations. Assad is standing in their way.
The U.S. would not have taken that step, says Michelle Dunn of the Atlantic Council, if not for earlier criticism of Mr. Assad from Saudi Arabia and Turkey.
The fact that they're all now turning against al-Assad and saying that they're out of patience with him, this is a really important development.
As Libyan rebels were entering Tripoli last weekend, Mr. Assad went on state television and insisted his government is not in danger of falling. David Pollack says Mr. Assad's remark should not be taken at face value.
I think that is probably a sign of fear on his part.
Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Washington.